Yeah. Did Mary request this? What the hell is going on?
She's loving it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Two for two. Well, she'll get to hear two songs by the Jovi. Peter, Bon Jovi, Runaway. Yeah! Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio. Seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Yeah. So we're about to play a little celebrity name game. Should we hit the thing with the thing on top of the thing?
It's Nick D's celebrity name game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
Yeah. Celebrity name game. Based on the lovely little game show hosted by my hero, Craigie Fergie. And we do a little radio version of it. And Esmeralda, you've been winning pretty consistently in both this and pop-up video.
Yes.
What's going on?
It's called I'm Good.
That's what it is? That's what it's called?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You think the next time we play pop-up video, we're going to get in the middle of the night? I go walking down the street.
No, I go walking in my sleep.
Right.
See? Again, that's why I am better at this than you are.
Okay. Man smart, woman smarter.
See? Yeah.
All right. So let's do this, shall we? Now, here's how it works. The first card has a clue that connects the clues in some way.
Mm-hmm.
All have something in common. The second round
a theme?
Could be anything. Anything at all. No theme, yes. No connection. 45 seconds on the clock for the first round. 75 seconds on the clock for the second round. Dan keeps track of the time and the score.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's played. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you?
With the way you've been performing, I think you're reminding yourself.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Esmeralda is going to give clues first, correct?
Yes.
What's the little hint?
Oscar buzz.
Oh.
The Academy Awards.
Oh. All right, I should do well on this if I'm given the correct clues.
Uh-huh.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
He's in Raging Bull.
Robert De Niro.
Yes. It's the ship that sank in that movie.
Poseidon Adventure?
No.
Titanic.
She's on The View now. She was in Ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg.
He's in that. He was in Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire.
No, the other guy. He's
Willem Dafoe.
Oh gosh, no, the son of Willem Dafoe.
Oh, James Franco.
Yes. This is where the Oscars happen.
10 seconds.
Hollywood.
No, the city.
Los Angeles.
Yes. We were just talking about her in Million Dollar Baby.
Hilary Swank.
Yes.
Time.
Oh. How many did we get?
6.
6?
I couldn't think of anything from James Franco. I don't know why.
Pot. Terrible host of the Academy Awards.
Oh, that's why he's on there.
Yeah.
He was also nominated.
He was nominated, too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, the same year he hosted. He was nominated for the movie where he cuts his arm off in the mountain.
Oh, right.
What the hell is it? 127
hours. barely 2 days.
All right. That's a good movie, though. It is, and he's great in it. All right. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Twins.
Oh.
Famous Gemini. See, you were getting all nervous there.
No, well, I was
thinking it was going to be all Olsen questions.
Oh, no. I was racking up how many twins I knew in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Famous Geminis. Hey, remember we had that list of people that you didn't know had twins? And Scarlett Johansson's got a twin?
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy, so it's not as exciting. Because there's two Scarlett Johansons walking around on the earth. That's pretty amazing. All right, are we ready?
3, 2, 1.
She was a judge on American Idol and always drunk.
Paula Abdul.
He is the suave CNN reporter. Gray.
Oh,
hair.
Anderson Cooper.
Right. He was in Edward Scissorhands, the Pirates movies.
Oh, man. man, I just Johnny Depp.
Right. He was the smart guy on Jeopardy who won $40 billion.
Ken Smith.
No.
No, wait, that's... I can't remember.
Okay. Was married to Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
Right. Was married to Seal.
Heidi Klum.
White rapper, British. One name.
British?
Yeah.
Rapper?
Yeah.
I don't know, pass.
Okay. Was married to the one country woman and then cheated on her with Gwen Stefani. And he's a judge on The Voice.
Oh, Blake.
Shelton.
Shelton. I'm just looking at something.
Macklemore was the rapper.
He's British?
Not British. He's from Seattle.
Oh, is he? I thought he was British.
Man, come on.
I don't know. What do I know? I stopped listening to music in 1980.
British.
I don't know. He seems British. Doesn't he seem British?
Oh, man.
He seems British.
Oh, okay.
All right. What happened there?
Five.
Six to five. Six to five. All right.
Wrong clue.
Yeah. Okay. Anything at all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bring it.
Three, two, one.
He was the voice of that raccoon in the Guardians
Bradley
movie.
Cooper.
Yes. She works 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton?
Yes. You can have it your way.
McDonald's.
Yes. I don't remember the thing. Oh, I don't know why I remember this. He's in that awful movie and he's a cat in it. He dies.
Bill Murray?
He's a cat. No, it's that new one.
Oh, Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
That's what you go to?
Yes.
You go to that?
It's a 3-hour tour.
Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Oh, we're in the city.
Chicago.
Yes. The game with the cards, and they say awful phrases, and you have to put them with awful things.
You said the word.
Oh, phrases.
Oh,
phrases.
Yeah. No, it's not phrases. She's red-haired. She was in...
Christina Hendricks.
No, she was in a war movie. Now I can't remember the war movie. I think it was about Iraq. She's red hair.
Oh, Jessica Chastain.
Yes. He's the god, the Greek god guy.
Seconds.
He's
like
Zeus?
Yes. The movie with the it's got the cowboy and the spaceman and the that dinosaur.
What?
Toy Story.
Oh, Toy Story.
Cards Against Humanity was the one I messed up.
I said cards. Yeah. I wouldn't have got it. I've never played that game. I've heard of it. I would have never gotten it. You could have spent 12 hours on that clue and I wouldn't have got it. All right, where are we at now?
New total of 14 for you.
14 to...
5.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
Whenever we're ready with the thing there.
3, 2, 1.
I was in Vampire's Kiss. He's made a ton of terrible movies. He was in Con Air. He was in Wicker Man. Oh, the bees!
Oh,
His last name is something
Nicolas
you put...
Cage.
Yes. One of the greatest songwriters of all time, Blowing in the Wind.
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
The baseball team in Ohio.
The Ohio...
No, city. You need a city.
The Cincinnati Reds.
That's... Wow. yes. Dun-dun.
Law and Order.
Right. Right. She played Elaine on Seinfeld. Veep.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. pass.
The Bill Murray movie with Harold Ramis where they
Ghostbusters.
Yes. Red-haired comedian who uses props.
Oh.
Jackass.
Yeah.
It's a vegetable.
Carrot Top.
Right. Let's see. Oh boy. I'm going to skip on that one. White rappers. They're from
Eminem.
No,
Detroit.
Three guys. They're from New York.
House of Pain.
No. The greatest trio of white rappers
Beastie
of all
Boys.
Time. Right. And this is a philosopher. One name.
Socrates.
No. Galileo.
God bless you for saying Socrates.
Socrates.
Galileo is the with the planets.
Yeah.
I don't think he wasn't a philosopher.
Wasn't
What's
he?
With you in the wrong
Galileo, no, he was the astronomer.
He was astronomer, right, okay.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Right. And British.
He was British.
Boy.
Wow. What happened there?
7 for a new total of 12. 14 to 12.
14 to 12. Who's in the lead? Me? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Wow. We got a break here for weather and traffic.
Two off.
Two clues that I gave. Mm. Galileo and Macklemore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Two off.
Yeah. Okay. It took you 20 minutes to get the Beastie Boys, the three greatest white rappers on the planet.
Why don't you just go white rappers?
Yeah, Beastie Boys. That's the first thing that should come to mind.
Gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my
Yeah. Yeah. Jovi.
Was the lyric, he just wants to live while he's alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Like, live.
Like he wants to live.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know? Ask Mary. She can interpret all of Bon Jovi's songs. All right. Hey, it's 2 for Tuesday. Thank you for participating. Not necessarily thanking you, Peter, for picking Bon Jovi, but thank you for participating. And we'll do it again next Tuesday. All right. We're back. It's Nick DiGilio here. And we are in the middle of the celebrity name game. I forgot the name of the game for a second.
Oh, boy.
All right. Can we recap the score?
Currently, Nick is in the lead 14 to 12.
All right.
Despite the fact he gave two very bad clues.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. All right. What's the next thing with the thing?
Bossy Pants. All about
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Oh! I get SNL the first time and then Tina Fey? No, I didn't get SNL. Why did I think I got SNL? Wow.
Hi.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Three. I mean, it's still something that you're into, but whatever.
Three.
Oh, I got the Oscars.
Two,
the first time.
One.
That's that comedy show she was on.
Saturday Night Live.
No, the other one.
30 Rock.
Yes. And now the other one.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Who's her mentor on 30 Rock?
Lorne Michaels? No, Alec Baldwin.
Yes. What did she host, I guess?
Golden Globes?
It's next week.
The Emmys.
Yes. Who's her co-host usually?
Amy Poehler.
Yes. What was that thing they
Golden
hosted?
Globes.
Yes. Who is her comedic relief in 30 Rock?
Jane Krakowski?
No, the other one.
Tracy Morgan.
Yes. Well, what's the thing she used to do like it was news?
Weekend Update.
Yes. And then who's that blonde lady?
Oh, Jane Krakowski.
Yes.
Time.
Oh.
What was it? Was there another one left?
There's one more. Mean Girls.
No. Oh, yeah. Of course. 9?
Correct.
Good job.
Yeah.
9.
All right. I can't believe James Krakowski was actually a clue on there. All right. Here's what we got here. Strike a pose on the cover of Vanity Fair.
Oh.
Mm. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
You mentioned him earlier, the voice of the raccoon.
Bradley Cooper.
She was married to Sean Penn. She's on House of Cards.
Robin Wright.
Right. Used to be Bruce, now not. Had a...
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Right. She was a mermaid in Splash.
Oh.
Blonde actress.
Yeah.
Was in Kill Bill. One eye. She had one eye in Kill Bill.
I know. I can't remember her name right now.
Okay.
Pass.
She was in Titanic, and she was selfish.
Kate Winslet.
Yeah. Married to Beyoncé.
Jay-Z.
Was married to Ashton Kutcher and Bruce Willis.
Demi Moore.
A magnificently beautiful woman from the 50s, very funny. She was standing on the subway grate.
Marilyn Monroe.
Right. Was just in Good Time and also the vampire movies, the Twilight movies. Dated Kristen Stewart.
Robert Pattinson.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's her blonde lady's name?
Daryl Hannah.
All right.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Okay, now where are we at here?
23-18, you in the lead.
Okay, 23-18. All right. All right. Anything at all?
3, 2, 1.
He was in, what's that, the show with the banana stand?
Oh, Arrested Development.
Yeah, but what's
Will Arnett.
No, the other one.
Jason Bateman.
Yes. That skunk that couldn't take the message in the cartoons.
Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah.
The skunk that couldn't take the message?
He couldn't understand, no. The Halloween movies and your dream date.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Oh, this is in a team in Maryland.
Baltimore Orioles.
Yes. The card, you know when you play poker and then there's a hand you get and it's, what is it?
A hand?
Like one of the big ones.
Like a seven card stud?
No, like the big one where you'd be like,
oh, a flush, a straight,
no,
a four of a kind?
That, it's also that show that no one likes from the 90s with the Bob Saget and...
Full House.
I was trying to do in your terms. Oh, he ran with the horse and he told people the British were coming.
Paul Revere.
10 seconds.
Oh, I don't know how to do this one. It's a famous fashion brand.
No.
We'll pass that. Yeah. Johnny Depp. Time.
Okay. What's the score? Are we going to get this in real quick?
Yeah, 29.
29
to?
18.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you can't win. But just get as many of these as you can. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Was married to Angelina Jolie.
Brad Pitt?
Yes. I said a word, sorry. She was in E.T. and now she's older.
Drew Barrymore.
Right. Harry Potter, the actor.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Right. Do I turn you on, baby?
Mike Myers?
Well, Austin the character, Powers. Yes. very fancy car.
A Porsche, a Ferrari.
Two names. Let's skip it.
Aston Martin?
Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin.
This is where they do a lot of trading for the markets.
In New York. Wall Street.
In New York, right. Was in Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day.
Bill Murray.
Right. A hilarious comedian that she passed away just a couple of years ago. She was like a host on The Tonight Show for a lot. She has a daughter named Melissa.
Joan Rivers.
Right. Let's go back. Fancy car, two words.
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know the actress who was in Married to the Mob?
Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, the supporting actress who was in it. You know, you don't know. no. Is that, I mean, 10 seconds still?
Fancy cartoon.
This is all you need because I blew the other one. The ABC Martin. Show that's on AM.
That's on
time.
Good Morning America. That's the one that I said morning, but I screwed up. Oh. Mercedes Benz.
Oh, you should have said the Janis Joplin.
Oh, I should have said that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I should have said Janis Joplin. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, that was fun. We have to break. We're going to be late to the news. All right, Esmeralda, I won finally. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.